All right, let's keep it rolling. 403 ESPN 1530. I'm Lance McAllister. Glad to have you hanging out today. We've been busy, but we begin the hour with a guest who I'm very excited to talk about because I got his book in the mail last week. Very much enjoyed it. My son got a kick out of it as well. Title of the book is Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. Our next guest is the author of that book. He's also the play-by-play voice of the AAA Tucson Padres. Pleasure to welcome in. Let's welcome him in. Here he is, Tim Haggerty. Tim, how are you?
Great, Lance. Thanks for having me.
Great to catch up with you. I love the book. I laughed at it. We sat at the dinner table the other night. I've got a son, 12, and a daughter, 10, and I was reading out loud names of some teams, and they would laugh, and then I'd have to tell them the background. So it's a funny read. Kind of explain, before we get into some teams, just the concept of it, because there is tremendous value in a nickname, and the craze really kicked off in the last 20 years or so, right?
Yeah, you're right. If you look back into the baseball encyclopedias in the 70s and the 80s, a lot of minor league teams had the same name as their major league affiliates. So you'd see the Bakersfield Dodgers and the Pawtucket Red Sox. And the reason is those minor league team owners wanted to remind the fans that these guys are future major leaguers. But teams are now finding that you can have your own unique brand, but still highlight that. For example, if you go to the Montgomery Biscuits game, you still see the pictures of David Price and Evan Longoria and B.J. Upton. I think teams have found you can still highlight the quality of the product, but have your own unique brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's run through some teams. Now, let's stay out west in a team that has ties to the TV show The Simpsons, the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Yeah, the Albuquerque Isotopes generate from an episode of The Simpsons. There was a baseball team on the show, the Springfield Isotopes, and the city of Springfield is in unrest because there are rumors the team is moving to Albuquerque. Well, years after the episode aired, the Calgary Cannons in the Pacific Coast League actually moved to Albuquerque, and a fan wrote into the local Name the Team contest and suggested the Isotopes. So now if you go there, there are statues of Simpsons characters. Now, additionally, there are some nuclear plants in New Mexico, and they tie that into the name also. But, yeah, named after a Simpsons episode.
All right, let's go to the Midwest. Fort Wayne. I love this name, and I love the story behind it. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Yeah, that's where Johnny Appleseed is from. Appleseed is buried there. They still have an annual Johnny Appleseed Festival. And, of course, Johnny Appleseed was known for wearing a pot on his head, and that's where they came up with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
All right, there's a name of a team in Thomasville, North Carolina. I saw the name, and I said, well, can it be as obvious as it sounds? The Thomasville, North Carolina Chairmakers.
Yeah, there's a lot of furniture manufacturing there. In fact, these days, if you go to Thomasville, North Carolina, there's a 30-foot-tall armchair in their downtown to highlight their chair-making history.
All right, and the poor people in Zanesville, they've got a team, but they've suffered, so their team name reflects that. Explain.
Yeah, in 1913 in Zanesville, there was a flood in the Muskegon River, and the local owners of the baseball team the following spring, as a way to build morale, named the team the Zanesville Flood Sufferers.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing I love about this book. There are plenty of fantastic, unique, cool names now. You go back into the early 1900s to find some of these teams, correct?
Yeah, and it was interesting. Back then, it was less of an official team name than it was now. In fact, in the early 1900s, not all teams had team names, so they would use their city name. For example, there was actually a team named the Walla 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 Wallas.
There, not much creativity there. Is it? They are what they are. It is what it is.
That's right.
Oh, man. All right. Now, I've often been called, some around here have called me a goober. I don't know if it ties directly to the team in Suffolk, but explain the Suffolk Goobers.
Yeah, they play in Suffolk, Virginia, where peanut production is a popular agricultural job there, and they name their club after the type of peanut.
Unbelievable. I love it. The book is Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. Tim Haggerty is our guest. He's also the voice of the AAA Tucson Padres. All right, as we wrap it up, I know you've got a website, timhaggerty.com. I know the book is through Cedar Mill Press, I believe it is. Are each of those options to find the book if fans want to get their hands on it?
Yeah, you can ask for it in your local bookstore. If you're an online shopper, it is available on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com.
Excellent. Tim, I appreciate your time. I enjoyed the read and enjoyed the baseball, right?
Yeah, enjoyed it, Lance. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Tim. Tim Haggerty, voice of the AAA Tucson Padres. The book, Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. It's interesting. If you look at the...